You see, once again, we had 2015, 2016, an enormous peak in the refugee situation and the enormous plight, for instance, the victims of the Syrian civil war. But apart from this peak, we do have to take into consideration this ongoing demand of people who don't find a decent living in their home countries and who are looking for a better life elsewhere. And that's about them. It's not such a unique year situation, I guess. It will be, for the foreseeable future, a growing pressure to find a solution for those who are searching for a better life abroad.
Can you explain what the outlook will be on migration next year?
The migration itself needs our concern, our support. There are unalienable rights of the migrant as human beings, and they have to be protected, and especially women, children. But this protection is not only about shielding them for human trafficking, but in the first round, to inform them about the danger. Up to 80-90% of African women are forced into prostitution during their migration way, and to inform them about the risks, about this almost sure destiny they are confronted with. That's the first step, to find a solution, and for the other ones, to offer them a fair chance for a decent work in the countries where they want to and where they are welcome.
How does it make you feel to see so many people, hundreds of thousands of them, are still on the move, being displaced?
I am a father of three children, and it breaks my heart to see how desperate these families are, that they take the risks for them, for the children, to leave their home desperately looking for a better life. The first and most important set will be to offer them a better chance at home, fighting illiteracy, fostering vocational training, schooling system, fighting corruption maybe in the countries of the origin. Nobody likes to leave his home. So, and we have to fight those drivers that push them out of their home.
Germany has been applauded for welcoming refugees with open arms, but the country is also marred with problems because it's not easy for the refugees to integrate successfully to the German society. And how would this kind of forum provide solutions to that?
Just during our meeting here, I've just learned there's been apparently an attack on one of the Christmas markets in Germany. So it's quite difficult to keep the support of our public and the population, for instance, in Germany. I'm very proud of the welcome culture Germany showed in the last year, and I'm proud of the word of our Chancellor Merkel, wir schaffen das, we can manage. But it is important not to lose the support of our public at home. And that's once again the idea about this Global Forum on Migration Development. We have a humanitarian responsibility for the refugees, and we lived up to this responsibility, I guess, in a good way last year. And we have to explain to our public that migration in itself is in the German interest as long as it fits in. For instance, in Germany, the case with a skilled workforce. We do need skilled labor, and we do need more nurses than doctors. The low-skilled jobs we want to reserve for the refugees, and we accept the refugees without discrimination concerning their professional background.